It's a points fest here.
Maroons footy tips.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Okay, thanks to Choices Flooring, Park Avenue in Coffs Harbour. Round three is about to kick off tonight, and Maroon is there. Good morning, mate.
Moffy, you sound a little bit like you've got some sort of a flu or something.
It's all good.
Yeah, look, well, listen, don't go into Choices Flooring like that because we don't want to put them off straight away. Stay away from Choices Flooring until I get in there and say g'day to that lot.
All right, then. Okay. Hey, mate, tonight we've got the Eels taking on the Manly Sea Eagles. This one is at Four Pines Park. What do you reckon, the Sea Eagles?
No, I actually don't, Moffy. I think Parramatta facing the prospect of three losses to start the season will... I think they'll bounce back, Parra. I expect Gutho and Moses and Hodgson to have big games. Manly get back Josh Schuster. But I still think... I just think Parramatta, a win, they need a win, they'll get a win.
And, of course, that news as well that Brad Arthur has been re-signed, which makes him the longest-running coach, I think, in history of the Eels.
Isn't it funny with coaches, though, Moffy, at the moment? They win one... And the next week, then they lose one, everyone. Like last week, it was Hook, Anthony Griffin, under all the pressure. This week, it's the bloke at the Gold Coast and poor old Benji. Benji's only been there 5 minutes.
Well, what I think is amazing with Brad Arthur, how many times have we spoken about the fact that, you know, are they going to punt him? It's never happened.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I don't know what the bloke's going to do. They made the grand final last year.
Exactly. Mate, tomorrow night, we've got the Knights taking on the Dolphins. What a cracking start for Redcliffe.
Absolutely, mate. But this is the first road trip for the Dolphins. Both last round winners. Knights very brave. But this week, Knights, no Jaden Brayley, no Ponga, no Tyson Frizzell. Saifidi obviously suspended. Dolphins going for three wins in a row. I'm going to take the Dolphins to win in a close one, Moppy, but I still haven't organised the ticket tape parade yet.
Now, down to Allianz Stadium, the second game tomorrow night, the Roosters and your Rabbitohs.
Well, I think this is an interesting one for the Roosters. A lot of big ins, Hargraves. I think Radley's a big in for the Roosters. Well, we all know that. And the Rabbitohs, though, last six games against the Roosters, the Rabbitohs have won five of them. You know what it's like around here where I live, mate, when the Rabbitohs play the Roosters? It's warfare. But as you know, I'm going to tip my bunnies in what should be the game of the round.
Now, last week, Melbourne Storm, of all teams, they go down to the Bulldogs. They play the Titans this weekend. Is it going to be a bloodbath, do you think?
I think so, mate. Melbourne getting a couple of big names back. And I think the Titans, having been beaten by the Dragons, it says a lot about the Titans. I think Melbourne should win that one comfortably.
Then we've got the Cowboys and the Warriors head-to-head in Queensland.
Yeah, look, we're seeing a different Warriors side this year. They've won one game, and they were very committed against the Roosters and probably had their chances but blew it. But I think in Townsville, Cowboys should win this one, and Cowboys should be among the top five or six when the whips are cracking.
Now, the likely 2023 premiers, the Broncos, are taking on the Dragons. I don't know what the laugh's for. At Suncorp Stadium. I think they've got, like, the next six games for Brisbane or at Suncorp between home games and playing the Dolphins. So they're going to be on fire, I think, on the weekend.
You know what? The only great thing about you having the flu is you won't be out driving people mad saying the Broncos haven't lost yet, the Broncos are going to... So in a way, we all think it's kind of good that you've got the flu. So, yes, Broncos and the Dolphins both going for three straight and a share of the competition lead. And I think while ever Adam Reynolds is playing, the Broncos are every chance. And I take the Broncos to beat the Dragons.
Bulldogs and the West Tigers, a win for the Bulldogs last week against Melbourne. Is that going to be, you know, a confidence booster? Are they going to smack the Tigers?
Yeah, I think so, mate. We saw last week with the Tigers, you know, they've got a lot of work to do. You can turn it around fairly quickly, but I think there's still a couple of blokes betting in. I noticed John Bateman is on the reserves bench for the Tigers this week, but, mate, doggies to win.
And then, obviously, Penrith have the bye this weekend, which means the final game, the Raiders taking on the Sharks. That one's down there in Canberra. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, and Raiders, another team that haven't won a game yet. But, look, Sharks, no Nicho Hynes still, but I think I'll take the Sharks, Moff.
Well, isn't it good having the rugby league back?
Well, it is absolutely fantastic. And to have Choices Flooring, I feel like going to a house that's got Choices Flooring, doing a Michael Jackson moon dance or like some sort of a Canadian two-step, and then just getting naked and just rolling around on the Choices Flooring.
Yeah, I'm not sure anyone else wants to see that, though.
Well, mate, I'll just do it in the privacy of your own home.
Okay. Well, fair enough then. Mate, you have a good weekend.
You too, mate. Get well. I'll be up there soon to rub a little bit of Vicks into your chest and sort you right out.